Hello again, my audio boo friends. It's Stefano. It's still September 10th, 2012. In fact, it's some 15 minutes or so after my last audio boo. And I mentioned I was going to do an audio boo, in reference to recording times on audio boo. And it's specifically in regards to what Ruth R2UK had mentioned about me being rather upset. Now, I didn't listen back to my audio boo, but I kind of remember that I was kind of upset because I just felt that with the fact that computer storage real estate in computers, in other words, hard drives and that kind of thing, server storage, gets less and less and less expensive on almost a daily basis now. I found it kind of odd that they would, that Audio Boo would backtrack and remove the 5 minutes for the free accounts. I understand and I agree with Ruth that companies have to make money and ostensibly to stay alive and stay afloat. My problem is, and in fact, on the news, they were just saying, they were talking about the end of the Paralympics. The closing ceremonies were yesterday. There's a huge parade today with all the Olympic athletes through London. And the question that the CBC news host asked of the correspondent in England is, now what? Now that the Jubilee's finished, the Olympics are done, and it's back to reality, what happens next? And she was explaining that already I think it was Birmingham, she said, the trade unions are already starting to threaten strikes due to austerity measures. And this is what brings me to this. And I'm going to try to make this very quick because, again, I only have a few minutes. Basically, my point, why I got so upset at Audio Boo's backtracking to 3 minutes, is because I find more and more that companies are cutting back on services and the products that they sell us. I think a while back I had done an Audio Boo on doing groceries and the fact that companies are getting really sneaky. You buy, say, a frozen juice, and what used to be, I don't know, 275 milliliters of frozen juice for, I don't know, 89 cents, now costs you 79 cents. Ooh, the price has gone down, but the amount has shrunk by maybe 25%. So you're getting a quarter less for maybe 10% less. You see where I'm going at? So companies keep doing this, and the whole economic model, I think, is not sustainable. All we ever hear about is companies. So if I watch a television show on business, all I ever hear about is growth, 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 growth after year after year after year. I understand that people have to earn a living, but it's like a vicious cycle. I wish I could draw it out here on a whiteboard or something. But if my business sells widgets and I want to sell more widgets, so the guy that buys my widgets sells bread. Well, he has to sell more bread or make more money with the bread he sells. So what's he going to do? Well, he's going to take 3 or 4 slices out of his loaf so that in the end he can sell another whole loaf for every 10 people, every 10 clients he sells a loaf to, all of a sudden he gets one extra loaf to sell to somebody else and automatically he makes more money. So growth, why? Because he needs to buy more widgets or the widgets he wants to buy just became more expensive because the guy who makes widgets wants to grow his business even bigger. So now the guy who sells eggs now has to start putting chemicals in the chicken's feed to make them grow eggs more because he has to buy bread because it's more expensive because the guy who sells the bread has to buy more widgets or the widgets are more expensive and so on and so forth. I'll be back with